You know, I got a lot of emails last week. Like, where's that casual?
We were acting so casual. We didn't even do the podcast. Okay,
speak for yourself, my friend. I am just, this is what I was telling you when we first got here today. I literally am in survival mode, and not to sound dramatic, but I'm having a very hard time keeping up with my own life because of this egg freezing stuff.
I mean, it's a full-time gig.
It kind of is. I'm actually feeling a lot better. I stopped the hormones. You know, I was doing all those like priming hormones. But now I'm just moving on to my shots, which that part's not fun by any means, but I actually feel better.
Well, you also have to work around it. It's not like your job is so scattered already.
Oh my God, I know.
You're running around. Yeah. And it's like you have to plan for that kind of stuff too.
I know. And if you feel like shit, like I am moving around so much, so it just takes the life out of me. Right. So I'm like brain foggy and whatnot. Actually, I did a question and answer that Chip helped me with that's up on the podcast earlier this week. It's on the Velvet's Edge podcast. I can't even speak. Do you see what's happening? It's like I'm drunk, but I don't have any of the fun benefits of being drunk.
You sound funny.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, so I was thinking about it. I'm like, it is sad when we don't do that casual because it does bring me a lot of laughter in my week. And so we decided we would do one again this week and just laugh. You got to keep it fun. So some big news happened in your life while we were on hiatus. Do you want to tell the folks about it?
I mean, I got one of the most incredible Valentine's Day. I mean, I sound drunk
too.
Are you
drunk?
Valentine's Day.
Are you freezing your eggs?
I'm like, suddenly I'm, what's her name? Liza Minnelli. Valentine's Day. I got an amazing Valentine's Day gift from my friends Jimmy and Brittany, and when they basically, I got a text from them. They were like, "Hey, are you by your computer?" And I'm like, "No, why?" And they're like, "Okay, well, call us when you get by your computer. We want to send you something." So I was at work, and I like ran to my office and I called them. I actually FaceTimed them because they said they wanted to see my reaction.
Okay,
and then they texted me a video, and it was, I instantly could see that it was Paula Deen. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with this app Cameo, but it's, you can basically pay celebrities to send messages to people.
I need to pause for a second.
Okay.
Do your friends, what is it, Jason and Brittany?
Jimmy and Brittany. That's another podcast.
Jimmy and Brittany, how do they know that you have an affinity for Paula Deen? So, and if you do, can you tell us more about that?
So I used to, you know, the funny thing is I think Paula Deen is just a character, you know? She's just funny. But I used to work with Jimmy and Brittany when I lived in LA. Mm-hmm. And it was around the time that Kristen Wiig was still on SNL.
Okay.
And she would show up on Weekend Update as Paula Deen. And she would come in with like a big pat of butter and like a big thing of oil in her hands, and she just like really over exaggerated, but the way she would say butter and oil, she'd be like butter and oil, and she would like work it into the bits a lot. So I used to run around saying butter and oil all the time.
Okay.
So they thought it'd be really funny if they'd got a cameo from Paul. They saw Paula Deen was on there, and apparently it's for a limited time only.
Oh wow.
We'll see about that. But they asked her to, in the video, wish me a happy Valentine's Day and suggest some Valentine's Day recipes and work in the words butter and oil. And it was like, it exceeded everyone's expectations. She talked for 2 minutes. I've watched this video so many times. I actually think I might be friends with Paula Deen.
Are you sure?
And when I posted it, I tagged her and she responded.
Oh, she did respond.
She responded.
Maybe you are friends with her.
I mean, it's funny to me too, because so many people now are like, oh, our friend Erin, a girl from her high school is Paula Deen's assistant.
Oh, wow.
And she wasn't sure if she still was, so she just like casually texted her the video, and she was like, haha, that's funny, like, and found out she does still work for Paula Deen.
What is Paula Deen doing these days?
I mean, making cameo videos.
I guess so. I mean, I guess if the price is right, these things are worth it. Is this the deal?
Yeah, I mean, I asked, you know, you shouldn't really ask people what they pay for a gift, but like just out of curiosity, I was like, what is Paula Deen charging? And they were like, $100.
I mean, that's pretty
money
impressive.
Well spent.
Like, she could sit down. Oh man, math is about to be so hard for me. I was going to try to add up how much she could make if she sat down and not for an hour. Think about it.
Yeah. I mean,
and these videos are 2 minutes each.
Yeah. And look, I've got, not to drop, you know, hot celebrity names, but my friend Bonnie's an actress and she's on there. And, you know, she said to me, she was like, I got to step, after I sent her the Cameo video, yeah. she's like, I got to step up my game. I like, you know, mine are like 30 seconds long. I said a couple sentences.
I mean, 2 minutes. I couldn't talk for 2 minutes by myself.
I mean, Paula gave me two recipes. One was for her Butta Burger.
Oh my God. She talked through all the recipes.
Yeah, well, her fried chicken recipe wasn't really much of a recipe. She just gave me the secret of using peanut oil. Yeah, but I mean, I think she might have been a little tipsy when she recorded it. It was
even
like
better.
In the pleasure of her own home.
Yeah.
But it felt really, like, honestly, it felt really sincere and sweet. Like,
yeah.
It didn't feel like she was just grabbing money.
Do you want to know the weirdest thing about Paula Deen to me now?
What?
She's skinny.
She's so thin.
When you sent me that video, I was like, who is that?
Yeah. Look, I know we probably shouldn't like Paula Deen because of her downfall was not cool. She was caught saying the N-word.
Oh, I forgot
I'm more of a fan of like the idea of like, you know, boisterous Southern women. Like,
absolutely.
I just love the character of that. So
I've been on set with her before and she's very like that. She's just entertaining and funny.
Right.
And actually very likable. It is kind of a bummer that she said what she said.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I do not condone that.
No.
What's the right use of condone? I don't condone it, or I do condone it.
Why are you asking me anything right now?
I don't know.
I can't answer a question.
I don't think it's cool what she did is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
So, anyway.
All that to say, celebrities are pretty accessible these days, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like a lot different than, think about back in the old Hollywood days where it's like, these people are living in Hollywood. There's no tabloids. There's no nothing like that. So like, maybe you could go stand at a movie premiere and see them, you know, whatever. Now we have everything. We have social media, Cameo. You can pay, like,
you can pay them to just say hi to you.
To say hi to you and to say butter and oil, like specific points that you wanted.
Right. I mean, in fact, they were kind of making fun of Paula Deen.
Right.
You know?
She went with it.
She went with it.
You got to laugh at yourself.
Yeah, totally.
But it's almost,
she's made a fortune off of butter and oil.
Yeah, it's kind of like a meet and greet, but via video, if you think about it.
And I get to keep that video for the rest of my life. My sister called me and was like, how do you know Paula Deen?
Yeah.
Because when I posted it, it didn't, like, the videos come so that they're like tall, they're not square.
Okay.
So when I posted it on Instagram, it cut off the Cameo tag.
Oh, so people are just thinking.
So
you,
it looked like I just
Paula.
Had a video of from Paula, like,
well,
to me.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, so.
Okay, well, this brings us to the topic this week, which is, well, with all this celebrity accessibility and just like, if you live in Nashville, for instance, I mean, you're going to see a celeb from time to time.
Whole Foods.
Yes, exactly. So what's the protocol? Like, how do you act casual around a celebrity if you have a celebrity sighting, especially if it's a person that you're a big fan of?
Well, have you ever noticed, like, even if you're not a fan of the celebrity that you see, like, suddenly you seem to care?
Or you like can't stop. My thing is like, I can't stop staring.
Right.
Like, this is about to be like name drop central. I'm just going to forewarn everyone. But one year I did the Grammys and I'm there and I'm sitting in the hall and literally it was back to back to back. It was like Rihanna, Eminem, and then Beyonce walked in and they walked down the hall. It was her and Jay-Z. And like, I know I'm staring. Like, but I'm so fascinated by her that, and the fact that like, oh, she's just a normal person. Like, she's real little, you know, like I couldn't stop looking even though she saw me looking. Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's Beyonce. Like,
yes.
There's something about it too. It's like, you know, we put these people on pedestals, like, but, and then suddenly there they are in the flesh. They're a person.
Right.
And you kind of, I think part of the staring is that, you want to just, you're probably looking for a flaw. Like, even if that's not what your mind is telling you, like, you're looking for something that to humanize them.
Yeah, or it's just a fascinating situation.
Yeah, I mean, just to be in their presence is like, you feel that when they're that big. I can remember when I lived in New York, it was some sort of radio show that Michael Jackson was going to be at.
Oh, wow.
And it didn't matter who the hell you were. Like, everybody backstage wanted to see Michael Jackson walk by.
Yes.
And I remember they put up like barricades for him to walk through. And we were all standing there with our cameras out, our phones out, like,
no shame in,
like,
your game.
Crazy stalkers.
And that's what's so interesting is because when you work in the music industry like we do, you pretty much have seen everybody and you're kind of like not that fazed by it. Or you play it cool and on the inside, you're like, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit.
Right.
But like with certain people, you can't help yourself. And it's just like, no shame in your game. This is only going to happen one time where Michael Jackson's going to walk past me.
Right. Right.
But okay. So let's talk about if you're like just out and about, what do you think? Do you think that there's a line?
I absolutely do. I think it's really important to remember that these people are people that are, you know, outside of being on the stage, they have normal lives too. They have to like get groceries for their kids, you know, take them to school, pick them up from school. They want to go to the gym. They, you know,
just live a normal life.
I think it's, their existence is so weird. Mm-hmm. It's already so weird. Like, I think it's just really important to remember, particularly if it's someone that you're a fan of, to allow them that time to like be normal and feel normal, because they don't get to a lot of times.
That's
like,
true.
And look, some people sort of, you know, when you get to the level of like a Harry Styles, a Britney Spears, a Beyonce, like normal goes out the window. I think in country, Nashville's done a really good job of allowing celebrities to feel somewhat normal.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think it's hard because like if you're a musician or you're an actress or you're something like that, you're not necessarily doing something to like that's your talent, that's your passion, that's the reason you go do a movie or you sing is because you love that. But then part of that is like the fame and people wanting to talk to you. In like situations like Bobby Bones, for instance, he talks like, you know, I talk to him and Amy about this all the time because they talk about their life every day. Their listeners feel like they know them.
My sister's one of them.
Yeah, for sure. I have that situation happen a lot, even like because I have a blog and like I did a TV show for a minute. It's just like opening up about your personal life. People do feel that. And I actually enjoy talking to people. Like I want to know that something I said they connected with, you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's a different situation. Like it's like a being in the public eye versus being an actual celebrity almost, you know, like that's famous for some skill set.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Totally. And look, I think too, most celebrities in the right situation are cool to like chat and treat you like a normal person too. So I think it's all about how you handle it. Like if you go in with the lean and your selfie camera already out, like don't expect the coolest reaction from somebody.
Right, without the warning.
Well, and too, something that I struggle with too, like, cause I mean, in our jobs, we're put around people that we know who they are because and they might not even be celebrity. They might be like people who are elevated in our business. We know who they are, but it's like, the dance of, do I acknowledge that I know who you are or do I just talk to you like you're a person in the room I haven't met before?
Yeah.
Because the second you're like, hey, your new record's great.
See, like, but suddenly, I actually think that's good.
Yeah, but like suddenly it feels like you're fanning on them versus just having a normal conversation.
I could see that. I mean, maybe it's a balance of both because it's like, if you're in any sort of creative position and you're putting yourself out there publicly, it never feels bad for someone to give you positive feedback.
That's true.
Ever. That is true. Like, I don't care who you are. It's never going to feel bad. Right. And that's what you want to know is that it's resonating with people for some whatever reason, you know? So maybe it's just like, don't lead with that.
Right.
Don't fangirl at first. I also think there's a weird thing like, if people are with their kids, like maybe there's a line or something. Because like, what I always think about is their kids' experience and like they're gonna grow up knowing obviously their parents famous, but like their kids can't even enjoy normal life because of who their parents are. And that sort of seems weird. Or if you're eating.
Right. That don't go up to someone at their dinner table.
No. Yeah. Like as they like stuff food in their mouth and you're like, hi, I'm a huge fan.
Can I get a photo?
Can I get a photo? And they're like, can I finish my fucking bite?
Right.
You found an article on BuzzFeed with some pretty funny little tidbits, didn't you?
Yeah, well,
I liked the Taylor Swift one.
Okay, so there's the Taylor Swift one was about, let's see who, I'll just read what it says. It says, my friend and I were in Target and in walked freaking Taylor Swift. She was celebrating the release of Reputation by buying the CD. My friend and I were stunned, so we just kind of followed her. After a while, she turned and said, hi, you know you can talk to me if you want.
She's like, stop being creepy. Like,
you guys are making this so weird. Frazzled, I walked up and congratulated her on the album, motioning toward it with my left hand. She thought I was reaching for a weird left-handed handshake, so she uncomfortably shook my hand and said, oh, you're a lefty. That's so interesting. Which is kind of funny because she went in for like normal conversation.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you're lefty. That's interesting.
Well, this is what I'm saying. She's trying to normalize this awkwardness. And that's why you just try your best not to be awkward.
I think Taylor Swift, though, is like one of the things she is known for is fan interaction.
That's
like,
she's really great at it.
She's a master class in it. Like,
yeah.
I remember seeing something on MTV where she figured out some of her like super fans' home addresses and baked them cookies around Christmas and showed up, rang the doorbell and was like, I want to thank you. Like, it's next level. I can't believe
someone didn't like keel over. Like, that's definitely one of her fans for sure passed out. Right. Like, they had to.
Well, and you have to think, like, there's got to be coordination. The fan needs to be home. Like, they must know something's coming, you know? So they've prepared themselves a little bit.
Taylor's got people for days, though. Yeah. Let's remember that. What about the Stevie Wonder
one? Oh, God, there was one.
This is so fucked up.
There was one that was like, here, I should just find it real quick. It basically was like, I saw my favorite. One time at LAX, I was shocked to see one of my musical idols walk past me, and all I could do was wave at him. It was Stevie Wonder. His security guard laughed at me.
Waved at him. I didn't get it when you first said that. And then I was like, oh, right. Stevie Wonder can't see that.
He can't see.
Wow.
But, you know, that's actually like...
You're like, hi, Stevie.
I mean, just waving at a celebrity is actually like a really sweet way of saying hi, having an interaction, and not drawing a ton of attention to them. I remember when I lived in New York, I was friends with a guy at a publishing company that was owned by Paul McCartney. So he was close with him. And Paul would be in town quite often. And Paul's thing was, I mean, he would walk down the street in New York City. He's a fucking Beatle, you know?
Right. Like, it doesn't get any bigger.
He would talk to any fan that wanted to talk to him, but he would never stop. He would never take a picture, and he would never sign anything because it would cause pandemonium.
Okay.
The second they stop... It's
game over.
It's game over because it's all about just attraction. When someone sees like a kerfuffle, they're like, ah, what's going on there?
What? Whoa.
I probably used that word wrong. A kerfuffle. That's like action.
That?
I think. Let me Google it.
Okay. You always
Siri,
come out with these.
What does kerfuffle mean? Oh, she.
Just a sec. Kerfuffle is an informal term.
A commotion or a fuss.
It means a commotion or fuss, especially one caused by conflicting views.
Well, not so that's a little bit of a disagreement kind of thing, but whatever.
Wow. I never heard that word. Thank you.
So a commotion is
cause a scene is what I would say. That's like what normal people say. But if we want to go with kerfuffle for today, that's, you know what? That feels right. Something about that feels right.
I dare you to work that into a conversation later.
I'll definitely try to record it.
Okay.
I totally lost my train of thought because of the kerfuffle thing, but I do think you do have to have protocol. Like, Paul McCartney has his gist down, obviously.
Well, I also think too, we talked about this a little bit before we were recording, that what I appreciate is when celebrities are sort of in on the fact that they're famous.
Oh, right.
And give fans what they want sometimes without, like, the fan even knowing.
Like, give the examples that,
like,
we're talking about.
Tom Hanks is known to, like, if he finds a phone that's unlocked, he will take a picture of himself and put the phone back down.
I mean, you can take a picture without unlocking it.
Oh, yeah, you can.
So maybe he just finds phones. If you leave a phone sitting around.
That's a good point.
Honestly, if I woke up the next morning and I had a selfie of Tom Hanks, I'd be like, that was a good night.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
I don't know how that happened, but that was super fun. Totally. There's also that account that we've talked about before on At Casual. It's called Camera Duels. Is that right? Mm-hmm. It's
On Instagram, it's @camera_duels.
Okay, @camera_duels, @camera_duels. And it's Cole Sprouse of the Sprouse Twins. He used to be on Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, which always makes me feel so fucking old.
I was too old for that show. So.
I don't know it, but I remember them being around. They're adults now. And Cole has this Instagram account where if he sees someone taking a picture of him, he will try to also take a picture of them, and then he posts about it and, like, writes this whole caption.
He's so funny.
We always recommend going to read that because it's very entertaining. And
Cole,
you might be
if
on
you're
there.
If you're listening, which you're not, but
Cole's
if you ever hear this one,
Casual, okay.
Can you please post more? It's been a long time since you put one up.
Cole, bring it back.
That shouldn't prevent you from going to check it out because they're still funny. They stand the test of time.
I also think that when we're going back to the wave situation, have you ever been in that situation where you see someone famous, or like, for me, it always happens if I see like a Real Housewife.
Oh God.
I like immediately want to go, hey. And then I'm like, wait, I don't actually know you.
Right.
I just feel like I know you. That's kind of embarrassing. If you wave, be careful of that. I almost would rather be like, hey, I'm a huge fan.
I thought you were going in a totally like non-celebrity direction with that. Like, have you ever been like at the airport and like someone's waving at you, or you think they are and you wave
but they're
back?
Not.
But then you realize it's like the person directly behind you that they know.
How in the world would that be on topic?
I don't know. I don't know.
That is embarrassing when that happens, though.
I had an exchange student live with me, and we used to like mess with people at the mall. We would kind of get someone in between us that was an unknowing, you know, they were our
bystander,
target. Yeah, they were our target. Mm-hmm. And we would like sort of head toward each other, like we were going in for a hug, just to see how the stranger would react. And occasionally they would hug.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. Like they would hug you and be like, yes. You know, in their head they're going, "How do I know this person? How do I know this person?"
Right. Because I'm bad with names too. So when someone's waving at me that I don't know their name, I'm like, oh god.
Here we go. Hey girl. Yeah, I was gonna say, you have to go, "Hey girl." You're lucky because you can pull the gay card. Yeah. Hey girl. I do think the wave thing, this is an at casual moment when you're waving and you realize they're not waving to you. So then you try to do something like run your fingers through your hair, or, you know, all of a sudden you have a scratch on the top of your head. You're like, anyway, we're really digressing. But I do feel like there's a lot of protocol people need to keep in mind, but also just like be kind and try your best to stay cool.
Yeah. And I mean, if it's that important, if you just feel this like overwhelming urge to say something, like make it something that's like special to you and unique.
Like the way that you connect to this person.
Right.
That is what I always think is like, if you have some sort of connecting factor, or if something they've done has meant so much to you, tell them. I think that's great.
Right.
And if you see me and Chip in public, come talk about, let's talk about at casual.
Yeah. God, we would love that. Take selfies. Help us promote this.
Oh my God. People are going to be coming in hot to you.
Coming
I can't
hot.
Wait. Well, I guess that's all we got this week. Unless you have any other tidbits you want to add.
No, I think that's it. Hey, one quick thing.
What you got?
Henry Cavill, if you're out there.
Who?
Henry Cavill, Superman.
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
I have photos one night from Los Angeles when my first year living in LA.
Is this some sort of weird confessional happening?
No,
right,
it's like taking pictures with celebrities, but he wasn't a celebrity yet.
Okay.
I don't even know if he must have been an actor.
Were you guys wearing clothes?
Yes.
Okay, I just needed to
clarify. Wish we weren't, but anyway, my friend Blaine and I are in these photos with Henry Cavill, pre-fame Henry Cavill, which on Henry Cavill's birthday, like we always text to each other. I mean, he has a flip phone in the photo.
I kind of love that.
But if Henry Cavill's listening, I want him to remind us where we met him and who this girl is in the photo with us.
I love that you keep thinking these random celebrities are listening.
Hey,
to this
I'm
podcast.
Putting it out in the universe.
Okay. Well, you know what?
If any of you see Henry Cavill and feel like you need to talk to him about something,
you email,
have him call me.
And yeah, why don't you just email us at @casual@velvetsedge.com. And maybe like if you have any awkward celebrity stories too.
Oh yeah, send them. We want to share your photos if you've got funny photos too.
Okay, we're talking way too much. We have got to go. You guys always remember just to
at casual.
Hi. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of At Casual on Velvet's Edge.
We'll be back every Friday with your Act Casual topic of the week. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast to ensure that you are the first to hear each episode.
Also, we want to hear from you. What are some things that make you want to scream Act Casual, or just topics you think we need to discuss? Email us at actcasual@velvetsedge.com. And always remember,
Act Casual.